back. It's still got some Christmas music in the background. Apparently, we cannot find the old Till 2 bumpers that we used to use when I did late-night music on the ticket. We may go till 2, we may go till 3, I don't know, we may go till forever. Based on the tweets, based on the emails, based on the phone calls, I'm just going to do whatever I want. And the best part is, for the next 53 minutes, I don't have to take a commercial break. So, Merry Christmas to me! I'm going to start talking like this for the rest of the night. It's 1972, the lights are down, and I'm going to play whatever I want. I wanted to begin with something that we actually used for a brief snippet on Intentional Grounding about a month ago. I played this as return music, and I had about 100 people ask me, what was that? Well, what it was is what it is about to be. It is 1968, March 17th to be specific, at the Blues at Midnight Cafe Agogo event, featuring Paul Butterfield, Elvin Bishop, and Jimi Hendrix, with a version of Little Wing that makes me very, very happy. It is my Christmas gift to you as I play FM DJ for the next who knows how long. I've got a whole thing of iced coffee that I haven't even touched yet. I'm about to go hit that and who knows what else, because I got 9 minutes and 23 seconds. Enjoy this as we kick off the free-for-all rock and roll portion of Till 2, Till 3, whatever it is. Here's Jimi Hendrix, Paul Butterfield, Elvin Bishop, 1968, on the ticket.
with you. Say, I wonder why, baby. Will you feel your love by now? I know you. Say, I wonder why, baby. It don't matter anyhow. When you reach the floor and the break of dawn, and I'll be gone. The reason I'm traveling on, only twice since I arrived, baby. Only twice since I arrived. I know you're turning on your light, baby.
Well, I hope you could figure out that was Bob Dylan, but that's probably a version of Don't Think Twice, It's Alright you're unfamiliar with. That's alright, it's from 1978, it's from Los Angeles, and it's not been released. If you're at all familiar with what I used to do on Till 2, I collect things and play them for people when it's very dark and very late, and as the case is tonight, very cold. I want to play something else now that you may not be familiar with. Maybe you do know the Bruce Springsteen song, The Ballad of Jesse James. It's very possible you have not heard this version recorded in March of 1972 when Bruce Springsteen was fronting what was then known as the Bruce Springsteen Band. This is something really special. It was recorded at the Challenger Eastern Seaboards, the Challenger Eastern Surfboards facility, where Bruce Springsteen and the band would go and rehearse and occasionally record themselves. I believe this may have been the last time this song was performed live, when it was known as Don't You Want to Be an Outlaw. Here is some very rare Bruce Springsteen Band on the ticket.
Valley.
The great Bobby Patterson, Don't Be So Mean, one of my heroes, a local legend. If you do not know who Bobby Patterson is, get yourself a Christmas present and get one of Bobby Patterson's two greatest hits collections, one of his 60s work, from which that one comes, Soul Is My Music, the best of Bobby Patterson. There's also one of his 70s work. You know what? Since I get to play DJ for as long as I want, and since I've just opened a bottle of Chameleon Cold Brew and I am drinking the concentrate straight out of the bottle, who knows how long this thing will go. Once you give me an open microphone and tell me I don't have to be off at a specific time and that I don't have many commercials to fight through, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. So let's keep it local. Last week I was very fortunate to go to the Majestic Theater to see Rhett Miller, Ken Bethea, Philip Peoples, and Murray Hammond do the 20th anniversary performance of its entirety of Hitchhike to Rome, a record I was there for the recording of at Crystal Clear 20 years ago. On that record was the song Stoned, which was later covered by one of my all-time favorite local bands, Funland, on a split single that the old 97 shared with them. They did Funland's Garage Sale. So you know what? Since it's 12:39 on Christmas morning in the AM, I'm going to play them both. First, the old 97's doing Funland's Garage Sale, then Funland doing the old 97's Stoned. Where else are you going to hear that? Nowhere, except the ticket.
Worked out that well for me. must have been stoned when this heartbreak started. I just can't see things straight anymore. Can't figure out where I'm at. Maybe then, maybe Mexico. It's like a hitchhike to Rome, take a Greyhound to Fredericksburg. Well, I'm flat out broke, I've been eating at the bell for days. You said maybe you could stay with me. I said, lady, that's a dangerous word.
So we know what happened to the guitar player for Funland. That's Clark Vogler. He went on to play with the Toadies. He is currently in the Toadies. We know what happened to the drummer. He's Will Johnson of Centromatic, which just played its farewell shows this week in Denton, which makes me very, very sad. A lot of rotating bass players in Funland, so, you know, we don't need to worry about them. But I do have a question for my old friend Peter Schmidt, who I'm sure is not listening at this very moment. But my friend, music misses you profoundly. One day we will hopefully get more Peter Schmidt, or I will just play some bootleg Peter Schmidt demos that I have stored away here later on tonight. But you know what? I'm going to continue this little twofer thing. Let's play some band from 1983. It's the band in Tokyo in 1983 doing You Don't Know Me, the standard. Then I'm going to have Wilco follow the band doing The Wait by the band. Then after that, something that is often my request whenever I do this, and maybe one more song to take us to the 1 o'clock hour when I believe we have another short commercial spot segment, and then we'll keep doing this because I'm fully caffeinated and not prepared to give up my open microphone. Here's the band, a bootleg from 1983. We heard Rick Danko earlier in the Christmas segment. Here he is again doing You Don't Know Me.
Well, you give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well.
Take the load off, Benny.
That's Wilco doing The Weight by The Band. Before that was The Band doing You Don't Know Me, 1983. That's post-Last Waltz Band, so Robbie Robertson was not in the band at that particular time. But Richard Manuel, Rick Danko, Lee Von Helm, Garth Hudson were. So we are close to 1 o'clock, which I believe means I can squeeze in one more song before we get to the 1 o'clock hour, when we'll have to do Legal. Knock out a couple of ads and get back to the music. So, whenever I have done a music show on the ticket, and I used to do it all the time, every Saturday night, from 11 p.m. till 2 a.m., that's why it was called Till 2, I always got requests for one band. And I guess it's because those of us who grew up in Dallas remember going to see this band a great deal in the 1980s, even though they weren't from Dallas, they played here frequently. Saw them a lot at the Granada and a couple of times at the Arcadia as well. They were probably the band in Texas, especially if you were into New Wave in the 1980s. I'm pretty sure you know who I'm talking about. Whenever I used to turn on KNON and listen to the Pajama Party, Shaggy's radio show on late nights on Saturday, you could always hear this band. Here they are, one of my all-time favorites, especially from my youth. It's the Judies doing High Society on what I like to call the Christmas edition of Till Whenever, here on the ticket.
You say you don't want me, now while you've got your cash. Oh, girl, when will you learn, credit cards will never last. But you got all the friends that your money can't buy, you wanna know. Oh, girl, you don't want me, not while you clutch your purse. Oh, girl, big finances only buy you the better hearse. But you got all the friends that your money can't buy. You wanna know why? 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 Well, that's what you get when you live in a high society, high society, high society, high society. High society.
Broadcasting live from the AutoNation.com mothership at Victory Park, this is The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound. A cumulus stick.
The weather is getting colder, and that means more time spent inside your home. Call Breathe Pure today at 800-PURE-175 and get a free estimate over the phone on getting your air ducts, vents, and returns clean. Breathe Pure will remove contaminants from your air ducts like dust, mildew, and mold. Plus, if you mention you're a P1, they'll take 15% off your bill. Make your home a healthier place for your family to breathe this holiday season. Call Breathe Pure now for a free estimate at 800-PURE-175 or go to Breathe Pure.
Now at the Home Depot, get 10% off appliances $396 or more. So let's pick up where Santa left off. The holidays are done, but the savings on Maytag, Frigidaire, and GE are going strong. So you can cook smarter, rinse cleaner, spin faster, and right now, save bigger. Let's do this with 10% off appliances $396 or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through January 7th, U.S. only, while supplies last.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up, and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager. I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be massive responsibly.
Canada's largest retailer of exercise and fitness equipment has now made its way to the U.S., and they've chosen Dallas, Texas to set up their first American store.
Fitness Depot.
Fitness Depot is now celebrating the grand opening of their first warehouse store. Scorching hot prices right now on the biggest selection of quality exercise and fitness equipment. Fitness Depot offers the guaranteed lowest prices in the industry. Finally building that garage or home gym? Outfitting your CrossFit box, school gym, boxing or MMA club, boot camp, yoga studio at Fitness Depot, you'll find everything you need at the lowest prices. Kettlebells, dumbbells, and bumper plates. Only a dollar per pound. Tons in stock. Treadmills and bikes. Slam balls, battle ropes, pull-up rigs, punching bags, weightlifting benches, cages, barbells. The list goes on. Shop Fitness Depot's warehouse location at 8918 Governor's Row in Dallas. Or visit fitnessdepot.ca. That's fitnessdepot.ca.
CA?
For competition annihilated.
Fitness Depot for all your fitness and exercise needs.
Don't waste time planning your New Year's Eve when guaranteed good times at the historic Granada Theater await.
Hey, can you hear me? Can you feel me? Coming through your stereo like a blind man. That's your lightning here to satisfy your soul.
Granada Theater presents the New Year's Eve Bash with Jonathan Tyler and the Northern Lights, Nikki Lane, and more on December 31st. An annual Dallas tradition, Jonathan Tyler and crew will close out the year and start the new one the only way they know how, with a whole lot of rock and roll. The champagne bottles won't pop themselves. It's the New Year's Eve Bash with Jonathan Tyler and the Northern Lights at the Granada Theater. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit GranadaTheater.com.
Welcome back. It's 1:02 on Christmas morning. I am Robert Wolanski of the Dallas Morning News. If you're just now tuning in, where have you been? You are 4 hours late. 3 hours ago, 3 hours of the Christmas music special and 1 hour of whatever I want to play. We've already been through Hendrix, Dylan, Springsteen, Bobby Patterson, and a bunch of other stuff, many of which are recordings you will never find anywhere else except right here. So I'm going to keep doing this for a little while. I'm fully caffeinated, but I can tell I'm already craving a smoke. So let's get back to it. Here's a cover of a song I'm a very big fan of by Ryan Adams. It's called To Be Young Is To Be Sad Is To Be High. This is from Blitz and Trapper. It's their version off of the Bloodshot Records compilation, While No One Was Looking, Toasting 20 Years of Bloodshot Records. It's a great song by a great artist, and it's a great version of it. So we're going to roll pretty much commercial free for the next hour. If you'd like to call, feel free, 888-787-1310, or feel free to tweet at me. So here's Blitz and Trapper doing Ryan Adams' To Be Young Is To Be Sad Is To Be High on The Ticket.
Young boy, you done me bad. I went and did you wrong. Young boy, you done me bad. I went and did you wrong. Then I got high. Lord, I got high. Now I got a bone to pick with you. And I'm sure you know it's true. Oh, yeah. One day when you're looking back, you were young and man, you were sad. When you're young, you get sad. When you're young, you get sad. Then you get high. Young girl, you done me bad. Now I went and did you wrong. Young girl, you done me bad. So I went and did you wrong. Then I got high. Oh, Lord, I got high. You got a bone to pick with me, but I wish you'd let me be. One day, when you're looking back, you were young and man, you were sad. When you're young, you get sad. When you're young, you get sad. When you get high, oh, you get sad. When you get high, all the days the rain would fall your way. All the days the rain would fall your way. Then you be high, 'cause you got sad.
Do the comeback, yep.
Try to get
could come right back. So you could come back, you could come back anytime. Come back, you could come right back. You could come back, you could come back anytime. Come back, you could come right back. You said you could come back, you could come back anytime. Come back, you could come right back. You said you could come back, you could come back anytime.
And won't you tell me what else? Oh, what else can I be?
I know you know the song. That's Stormy Monday by Oak Cliff's own T-Bone Walker. At least that's who wrote it. But you probably don't know that particular version. That particular version was recorded in Austin, Texas at the Armadillo World Headquarters on November 23rd, 1972, performed by the likes of Doug Somm, Leon Russell, Jerry Garcia, and many other very special guests. Speaking of special guests, I just got a phone call from Okinawa. It's a... I'll be honest with you, it's the reason I do this show, for very special phone calls from very far away places. But this particular phone call took me by surprise because it came from somebody I did not think whose voice I would hear tonight. It came from my brother. Actually, it came from one of his men. But my brother is a lieutenant colonel in the United States Marine Corps. Specifically, my brother is the commanding officer of the 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines. They're better known as the Magnificent Bastards. They're based out of Camp Pendleton, California, but at this very moment, my brother is very far away in Okinawa, where he will be for many months. He is my hero, and I hope the men who serve with him, beneath him, for him, and around him understand that my brother, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Walonski, is one hell of a guy. He is the most magnificent of the Magnificent Bastards. So they have requested to hear something loud. They have requested to hear something really loud. So I'm going to have to find something really, really loud. Everything I have really loud is probably something my brother will not like. Because my brother has very particular musical taste. In fact, I believe my brother would prefer I just play Run DMC over and over and over tonight. So I guess I will look for something like that here. Let's go into the musical library here. And see what my Marine Corps brother would prefer to hear. The gentlemen of the Magnificent Bastards deserve only the best, and I believe I have to go find something particularly special for them. Let's see. Well, gosh, you know what? I'm going to find something for them in a minute, because I want to make sure that I do them justice. It's the biggest surprise I've had in a very long time to hear from my brother. So until I find something that he wants to hear, I'm going to play for you now St. Vincent, Annie Clark, Dallas's own. She's had quite a year, but I think the highlight of her year, and certainly my year, was hearing her perform with Nirvana at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Here's St. Vincent, Lake Highland High School's own Annie Clark, with Nirvana, doing Lithium at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah, I like it, I'm not done.
Siobhan by St. James and the Apostles. Before that, we heard from, of course, Jack White and the Peacocks doing Seven Nation Army. I'm Robert Wolanski. It's 1:30 on Christmas morning, and I'll be honest with you. The fact that I know my brother, far away in Okinawa with the Magnificent Bastards, are listening at this very moment makes me want to stay on the air till I know he's not listening anymore, and that could be a while. This is the most we have communicated in quite a while since he is very, very far away. So, my brother, Michael, Lieutenant Colonel Wolanski, and the men of the Magnificent Bastards, the rest of the night is for you, even the songs you don't like, and there's probably going to be a few of those as well. I hope you like this one. This is by Daddy Longlegs, and it's called Long John's Jump. We're playing some deep tracks, because we're deep into the night, here on Sports Radio. Yes, Sports Radio, 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket, with music, until I pass out.
We'll be right back. won't be long. Y'all gonna be dead and gone. Y'all gonna be dead and gone. Y'all gonna be dead and gone.
turn all my pictures around. If I burn all these bridges to ground, would you come find me?
Fire by Wolf. Before that was Ty Segall with Feel. Before that, Daddy Long Legs with Long John's Jump. I'm Robert Wolanski. If you're just tuning in, you are now listening to a radio program that is being basically programmed for a very specific audience, specifically the 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines in Okinawa, Commanding Officer Lieutenant Mike Wolanski. I have been told by the magnificent bastards who keep calling in, which is a delightful surprise on this early Christmas morning, that if I say the words Chef, Twilight, and Dip in that particular order, which I just did, they will make a sizable donation to something, somewhere, at some point. I've Googled it to make sure I didn't do something terribly wrong, but we'll just assume that I didn't. They've also requested something that many people have requested. It's only fitting, given the fact that Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble were just put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not officially yet. The induction ceremony is in April. But finally, Stevie Ray and Double Trouble are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's been far, far too long. So by request from the Magnificent Bastards and several others, here is Mary Had a Little Lamb live on the ticket. Thank you.
to a cell.
Brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
world stop turning. House is where the body's burning. Begging mercy for their sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings.
That is the Foo Fighters doing War Pigs, the Black Sabbath song on Letterman a few months ago. One of my favorite covers of one of my favorite songs. Before that, live Elvis Costello and the Attractions, May 5th, 1978. Not officially released, but officially heard by your ears on this spectacular post-holiday music spectacular. I'm Robert Wolanski of the Dallas Morning News. It is 1:53 on Christmas morning, and we are not done yet. I'm going to play some Clash, some Warren Zevon, some Pixies, some Kim Pendleton, some Todd Rundgren, maybe some Alejandro Escovedo. A lot of stuff to come. And again, if you want to call, 888-787-1310 or tweet me. Folks are still doing both of those things, including from faraway Okinawa. So here is not the official version of the Clash's I'm So Bored with the USA. It has since been released on the Sound System box set that came out a few months ago. One of the greatest bands of all time, with a song that you may have heard, but maybe not in this particular fashion. We're going to play this, then we're going to take a break, get legal. We actually have a few ads to play, then we'll come back and continue rolling into the 2 o'clock hour with whatever we're going to call this. How about just music on a sports talk radio station? That alone is strange enough on a Christmas morning. Here's the Clash with I'm So Bored with the USA.
Baseball shirt. I'd rather wear nothing but look like I'm ready to fight. I'm so bored in the USA. I'm so bored in the USA. USA, you're what can I do? The West Coast, they must be mad. They make $1,000 a week. The Watergate tape. All through the new age. I hope nobody escapes. I'm so bored in the USA. I'm so bored. USA, you want to do? I'm so bored in the USA.
Broadcasting live from the AutoNation.com mothership at Victory Park, this is The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.
There's a rule of thumb that the customer always comes first. But somehow with banks, the customer always comes second.
or third. But at Capital One, we're different. We believe that you come first. Shocking, no? So our 360 checking has things like no fees and no minimum balances, fee-free ATMs nationwide. It even pays interest. What are we thinking? Well, about you. 360 checking from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Visit CapitalOne360.com to learn more. Offered by Capital One NA, member FDIC.
Don't go it alone this holiday when there's help waiting at the Sante Center for Healing. Hi, this is Norm Hitzkus. Thanks to Sante Center, your addiction is treatable. It is treatable. This holiday could be your best ever if you call Sante Center. 800-258-4250. 800-258-4250. A counselor is available to talk to you right now, anytime, day or night. No blame, no shame. 800-258-4250 for Sante Center for Healing.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Football tailgates, family gatherings, cocktail parties, and the holiday season is just around the corner. Thankfully, Mr. and Mrs. Team Mixers, with their made-from-scratch taste, make all your holiday occasions festive, fun, and easy as pour and serve. Mix up an amazing Bloody Mary in a flash with Mr. and Mrs. T's original Bloody Mary mix, or turn up the heat with Mr. and Mrs. T's Bold and Spicy. We also have classics like margaritas, pina coladas, Tom Collins are ready to go. Just add holiday spirit. Whatever you're serving this holiday season, keep Mr. and Mrs. T's in the mix.
I guess we're back on the air. What is up? It's 2 o'clock straight up and down. Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us. I'm Robert Wolanski, and we are going to keep playing some music until somebody tells me I can't play music anymore. All right, somebody just called me and requested a little Dave Brubeck. I'd like to hear a little Radiohead. So you know what? I'm going to dip my chocolate into Dave Brubeck's peanut butter. Here's Radiohead and Dave Brubeck. It's Five Step, the overdub bootleg on the Ticket. Or not. Uh-oh, we've had a technical meltdown here at the end of the show.
Believe it or not,
yes,
the computer has frozen.
So I'm just going to talk for a little while.
Let's see.
That's Travis, y'all.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Travis. How are you?
You know, I'd be doing a lot better if I could get stuff to work right. You know what I mean?
So what, did it, because it's the 2 o'clock hour, did something happen? It's yeah, not used every, to having live radio on at 2 o'clock?
Yeah, we're just not used to that. We've got, we're usually dealing with some Yahoo Radio at this time, so this is a whole new deal.
This is a whole different brand of Yahoo Radio.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if we can do this one more time.
All right, let's try this again. Hopefully, by request, Radiohead and Dave Brubeck. Come on down.
Yeah, I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge. The kids are coming up from behind. I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge to the kids from France and from London. But I was there. I was there in 1968. I was there at the first Cannes show in Cologne. I'm losing my edge to the kids whose footsteps I hear when they get on the decks. I'm losing my edge to the internet
seekers
who can tell me every member of every good group from 1962 to 1978. Although we're losing my edge. I'm losing all the kids to the Utopia Brooklynites
and Berlin
in little jackets and borrowed nostalgia for the unremembered 80s. Well, I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge. But I was there.
Turntables.
I hear that you and your band have sold new turntables.
My autobiography. Someone said that on Twitter, but don't think I didn't play that because I know not only am I losing my edge, but I have lost my edge. That's LCD Sound System. James Murphy knows me all too well, as do maybe a few people on the internet. So, you know, there's LCD Sound System. It's 2:13 on Christmas morning, and you know where I was on April 30th, 1989. Speaking of songs that sound like my life story, I was at the Bronco Bowl. Of course I was, because I don't talk about it enough. But I was there for a very specific reason. I was there to see the Replacements. By request, alright, so somebody emailed me and said, hey, do you have anything you can play from Reunion Arena or the Bronco Bowl? Well, yes, I have a lot of stuff I can play from either venue or both venues. And I wanted to play some Replacements. So I have the entirety of that Bronco Bowl show. I haven't listened to it in a long time, and if I'm not mistaken, it doesn't sound great. It may sound awesome. I don't know. I guess we're going to find out together. And Travis, for all I know, this is filled with littered with curse words. It's the Replacements. So it's been a while since I've listened to it, but I can't wait to play it for you. And I think I'm in safe harbor anyway at this point, right? So let's play the Replacements. And this, again, is for the Magnificent Bastards. It is, of course, Bastards of Young, from The Replacements, from 1989, from the late, great Bronco Bowl on Fort Worth Avenue.
Thank you. This is probably... This is an important song to me. It's one of my favorites.
I was sitting in the Hollywood Hawaiian Hotel. I was staring in my empty coffee cup. I was thinking that the gypsy was alive. All the salty margaritas in Los Angeles, I'm gonna drink them up. And if California slides into the ocean, like the mystics and statistics say it will, I predict this motel will be standing till I pay my bill. Don't the sun look angry through the trees? Don't the trees look like crucified thieves? Don't you feel like desperados under the eaves? Heaven help the one who leaves. Waking up in the mornings with shaking hands, and I'm trying to find a girl who understands me. But accepting dreams, you're never really free. Don't the sun look angry through at me? I was sitting in the Hollywood Hawaiian Hotel. I was listening to the air conditioner hum, and it went
take your word for it.
I'm
By request, if I should fall from phrase, if I should fall from grace with God, that is, of course, the Pogues. A cover of whose Fairy Tale of New York we heard during the Christmas show. Before that, live from 1988, an officially unreleased version of Warren Zevon's Desperados Under the Eaves, one of my favorite songs. And speaking of unofficial releases, before that we heard Oasis doing Don't Look Back in Anger. That's from the very famous, or infamous, I guess depending on how you look at it, unreleased live album recorded in 1996. It is easy to find on the internet, as are many unofficial recordings, but that is one of the great ones. When we come back to Till 3 or Till 4 or whatever we're calling this, some Pixies, some Kim Pendleton, who you may remember as the lead singer of Vibralux, doing a song by another very famous Dallas band long before her time. I'd like to play some Todd Rundgren and Daryl Hall. I know that's an odd thing to play, but at 2:30 in the morning, nothing really is. I don't want to play a very long version of The Trapeze Swinger, featuring Glenn Hansard and Iron and Wine, just because I want to play it. And probably a few other things here and there. We're probably going to wrap this up in the next half hour to 45 minutes, so I'm going to fit in a few things I'd like to play. But if you want to try to see if I can fit something in, feel free to call 888-787-1310. I do love hearing from people at the very least. We got a couple of minutes of commercials to fit in here, and then when we come back, the very special version of the Pixies doing Here Comes Your Man on the Ticket.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a few, must be massive, responsibly.
Get to Kohl's at 7 a.m. Friday for Kohl's Big After Christmas Sale and Clearance. You'll find great early bird specials until 1 p.m., like 60 to 70% off sweaters, fleece, and sleepwear, plus an extra 10% off, 60% off outerwear for the family, and up to 70% off holiday home decor. Plus, everyone can save even more. Go to Kohl's.com to get a Yes Pass for $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Find your yes. Kohl's. Store hours may vary by location. Some exclusions may apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
We all know the holidays can be a challenge, but when you have an addiction, it gets even tougher. Hi, this is Norm Hitzkus for Sante Center for Healing. Your illness is treatable. I've seen how Sante Center is changing lives every day. Don't put this off. Call Sante Center, 800-258-4250. 800-258-4250. One phone call, any day, any hour. The counselor is available to talk to you right now at Sante Center for Healing. No blame, no shame. 800-258-4250.
Now at the Home Depot, get 10% off appliances $396 or more. So let's pick up where Santa left off. The holidays are done, but the savings on LG, KitchenAid, and Samsung are going strong. So you can cook smarter, rinse cleaner, spin faster, and right now, save bigger. Let's do this. With 10% off appliances $396 or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through January 7th, U.S. only, while supplies last.
Oh, Texas. Welcome back to the holiday Christmas music post-spectacular. I'm Robert Wolanski, and I think part of the reason I'm still on the air is because I'm still getting phone calls, which amazes me. It's 2:30 in the morning on Christmas, and people are still calling, asking for things. This is one of the songs that I wanted to play tonight. It's one of my favorite bands, as are pretty much everybody I've played in the last 2.5 hours. It's the Pixies with a version of Here Comes Your Man that was not released in the United States. It's from a single that was released only in Japan. So I wanted to play that for you. And after that is something really special. Years ago, when I was at the Observer, I posted this on Unfair Park. This was recorded at the Sons of Herman Hall during a very special thing where local musicians from today, or 5 or 6 years ago, performed songs from legendary local bands. So after the Pixies, you're going to hear Kim Pendleton, who is then in Vibralux, performing I See the Light by the Five Americans. It's a really, really special and tremendously wonderful performance, and I haven't heard it in a very long time. I dug it up the other day because I thought maybe I'd play it tonight, and it was every bit as stellar as I recalled it. So back-to-back, the Pixies and Pendleton here on The Ticket.
From now on, baby, I'm gonna Tell the end, we don't know what to do.
That is Todd Rundgren and Daryl Hall doing Can We Still Be Friends? A song, I guess, Todd Rundgren's always held a very special place in my heart. Runt was one of the first records I ever bought. Certainly I remember buying at a garage sale about three blocks from my house. I was captivated by the cover, put on the music, and I was a very young man and fell in love with it. That was from a very special duet they did. Rundgren actually produced Hall & Oates' third record, 1974's War Babies. So they have a relationship. This is from that show that Daryl Hall has on TV. Palladium, I think, airs it. I think it's called Trapped in Daryl's Basement or whatever it's called. But that was a tremendous performance of that. We have 15 minutes left. I said we go till 3, so I guess we'll go about till 3. And amazingly enough, I have 15 minutes of music lined up. It's two songs, one of which is the Trapeze Swinger. It's a long version, but it's a beautiful live version with Glenn Hansard. From the movie Once and from other stuff as well. He was in The Commitments. And this is Iron and Wine doing it. It's a live version. And we'll follow that with a song that I always used to end Till 2 with. And for some reason, I just ended it with it because it seemed like it was a great song to leave you with. It's Many Rivers to Cross by Jimmy Cliff. It's a very long but beautiful and special, wonderful live version of that as well. Because I figure if you're going to listen to this show, I might as well give you something you can't hear anywhere else. So here first is the Trapeze Swinger, and then I'll come back and say farewell and we'll listen to some Jimmy Cliff. But again, thanks in advance for listening to the show, and for now listening to Iron and Wine's very long and very beautiful live version of the Trapeze Swinger here on The Ticket.
Too high to see the empty road. remember me. Finally, and all my uphill clawing, my dear, and if I make the pearly gates, I'll do my best to make a drawing of God and Lucifer, a boy and girl, an angel kissing on a cinder, a monkey and a man, and a marching all around a frightened trapeze swinger.
That's The Trapeze Swinger by Iron and Wine, Glenn Hansard and Kathleen Edwards. That's the same group that performed the Fairy Tale of New York cover that was heard in the Christmas show. So I have a fondness for that song and for that particular lineup as well. So thanks for listening. I said we'd be out of here at 3 o'clock, and that's about how it's going to work out. For those of you who have been around for the entirety of the 6 hours, well, you deserve a prize or certainly a medal. Certainly you deserve to sleep late tomorrow, so I hope you get to do that. I will be back for a Till 2, probably sooner than later. Heck, maybe I'll do it between now and New Year's-ish, or the end of the holiday season. If I can do 6 hours, certainly I can do 3. It's always a pleasure. This is my dream come true, to be able to play songs on the radio. What an old-fashioned idea this is, what an old-fashioned concept, and yet it still is the thing to this very day that makes me the happiest. I love being a writer, but I really love playing music and talking about it and talking to other people about it. So thanks for playing along tonight. You've all been tremendous, and this is my Christmas gift to myself. So thank you to you. Thank you to Jeff Catlin for giving me the opportunity. Thank you to Travis for doing an excellent job running the board. I know we had a bit of a mishap at 2 o'clock, but that's not your fault. It's the fact that at 2 o'clock, the computer decided to reset itself. So we have that going for us. Like I said, when I used to do Till 2, we used to end with Many Rivers to Cross, many different versions of it. Ted Leo does a nice one. Elvis Costello does a nice one. But nobody does it better than the man who wrote it and the man who originally sang it. This is from his In Concert album. This is from the 1970s, when Jimmy Cliff was at the peak of his powers. It's a song I have always found to be tremendously inspirational and incredibly beautiful, and whenever I hear it, it makes me feel much, much better about everything. So, 2 o'clock, 2:56 on Christmas morning, I know I'd like to feel pretty good about everything. So thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. Here's Jimmy Cliff with Many Rivers to Cross.
Man! Yeah.